Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and, Frank, cooling company of the Junkies.
Oh, I'd love for their some thought help there.
If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join
their team. I'm warm. I'm sweating. Yeah, I'm
see? Took his jacket off. Cool,
it's not because you don't know how to work the thermostat. We know that.
Hey, so did you find Roger?
You found Roger? Okay, so I keep it in the talk back.
Again, Frank will be at the DC Improv tonight and Wednesday. You can go to dcimprov.com for all of your ticket information.
Speaking of tickets, we have Metallica tickets to give away later this hour, so stay tuned for that.
Correct.
Roger!
Are you a big music fan?
Roger. Hey, Roger.
Oh, Roger is super polite.
Hey, Roger.
Roger's very nice.
Roger, put your cans on. I just want you to be able to hear everybody. All right, so Roger's our engineer. This is Frank Caliendo. Do you know Frank? Frank's a world famous actor, comedian, everything.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So we're having a dispute.
It's funny, I knew more about you than you knew about me.
So we were having a dispute about the thermostat.
Yeah.
It was too cold, okay?
This thermostat right
here? Yes. Okay. So I put on the flame. Right. I set it at 70, and now it says 76. Now we're all dying. Why doesn't it stop at 70?
It's just erratic. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with these.
But can you fix it? This is untenable.
I can look
at it. We're not in a good situation. He likes to be cold.
Yeah.
I like to be 70 degrees. Room temperature, 70 degrees.
Room temperature is whatever you set the room temperature at.
Cool.
That's a great point.
Listen, I also agree. I don't want to be 80.
No.
That's too much. Right. But I don't like it at 61. Or whatever, like these guys like
61?
It. Hold on, snowflake on it, and it keeps getting colder.
I want to play a game. It just popped in my head. Now, Frank, you have to go along with it.
Okay.
Because Roger, we sometimes have fun with him. He doesn't know many things about sports.
Right.
Yeah, that's generous.
But I'm wondering if he knows movie characters. Could you do a couple impressions and we see if Roger can figure out who you're doing? Very famous impressions.
Hey, Frank, here's my very mainstream.
Biggest ones.
Go really, really mainstream.
Like maybe AP.
Don't take offense. The problem is Frank's going to end up taking offense.
No, he shouldn't take offense.
He doesn't understand. Roger he's not big on like pop culture. He's not a big pop culture guy.
Look at this.
Yeah. No, you're going to get a little higher up. A little higher.
There you go.
There you go.
Look at that producing.
What's your favorite
movie? I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Just to give up context, do you have a favorite movie of all time?
He's big into the Planet of the Apes. I remember. Right?
Do you have a favorite? Yeah. Do you have a favorite movie?
Wasn't Marky Mark one of those? Oh my God.
Well, there's Sylvester Stallone. So
hey, yo, that's all I can do. Yeah, I can do that.
You like Rocky? Yeah, look.
Yo, Adrian, that's all I can do.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How about you ever see Shawshank Redemption? You'd be the first person not to.
Right.
Andy Dufresne. 9,500 yards of the fifth is slap I can't even imagine. Or maybe I just don't want to.
Yeah. You know
I don't think
is?
He knows
you
who
know
it
that is.
Sounds familiar, right?
Yeah.
Who is the actor that he's doing that impression of?
What about Adam Sandler? How about that? I'll just call him all out. That's one you don't know.
That's what it's about.
That's pretty. That's what he did a little bit himself. I feel like Roger could be in one of my movies.
But you're telling
him. That's how we're going to do it. I've got a feeling I could tell him something. He's still not going to know.
Like if you did this guy, I don't know that he's going to
pull it. Whoa! Ah, hoo-ah. Right. We go on right to it.
All right.
Do you know who that is?
That's it. No.
No idea.
No idea. Hold up.
Roger, can I ask you a question?
Oh, Arnold?
What do you do all day?
He said Arnold.
I'm trying to
get to the chopper. Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Look out.
How about this? I mean, I just like seeing you do it, too.
Hey, how are you? Huh? Is that something do we know what we're doing right here?
Is that ring a bell? How about one of your presidents?
Hold up, though. Well, look at him do this.
Roger, you're doing a tremendous job. You're probably the best. He's trying to figure it out. He's struggling.
Can you know who this is? He's doing a president.
A lot of people, quite frankly, there are so many people who don't know.
Trump, yeah! Fist bump, Roger.
Exactly.
Got it.
Sorry, Roger's first ever fist bump.
All right, so hold on.
How about this one, Roger? It's another president.
You think you know that one?
Spiro Agnew.
Ah,
yeah, no, you know.
Well, I remember.
It rings a bell. Does it ring a bell? Not the Spiro Agnew part, but the voice.
Can you name the president?
Can you name who this is right now? We're doing a simplification of
Who do you think?
Bush.
Bush.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. He's on a roll. I think we should stop.
I'm sorry. The initial thing. Okay. Is there a chance we can get the thermostat to when you
based
set
on the contest? I'm
going to
say no.
And it stops at 70.
Yeah, let me go do that.
Do you think you can fix that, or we have to? I mean, don't we need an HVAC guy?
Well, there was an HVAC guy here, but he just change the air filters.
Well, that's not gonna work. We need it when it, if you set it at whatever you set it at, it needs to stay at that temperature.
Yeah, well, I'll ask him about it. Yeah. I'll call him.
I feel like
you guys have been having
variations. Just tell him we're having a fight. Yeah. We're fighting with our guests.
It's a battle, right?
Yes.
It is a battle.
Yes. Yeah. All right,
that's the right word. Good. I mean, it's great to meet you, but I feel like just awesome.
Thank you, Roger.
You're the best. Thank you very much, sir.
Roger. Yeah.
Frank, right. What do you think of Roger's Rain Man impression?
I actually think I had a better chance of figuring out the thermostat. I wasn't ready. I tried to warn you.
But you called. You said engineer guys. Sometimes they're a little bit different.
That was even more than I'd expected. Yeah. I mean, that was.
Somehow he runs this six or seven stations.
He seemed
here.
Like a British music mogul. I thought he was a queen back in the day. That's what it looked like. And he just
isn't he like a property guy? Like, doesn't he own like 8 properties in Buffalo
or
something?
He's like a property
like a slumlord.
Yeah, he's like a slumlord.
Okay, so you do an impression of him though. What does he say all the time when you start a conversation?
Roger?
He ends.
Yeah. He basically
just
is that good? Is that something?
There was a lot of nodding.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a lot of nodding, even when he disagreed.
And a lot of non-acknowledgement.
He's a very agreeable guy. Yeah. Very agreeable guy.
Yeah, I feel like he's operating at a higher level than us.
Yeah.
I think
on some level.
You were expecting like a 6 or 7, and that was a 10.
It was about a 25. I mean, I honestly had to watch because, I wanted to be careful. I don't want to make somebody upset.
No, I don't think it's impossible to make
you
them
think
upset.
So?
Yeah. No. But he also used one of
like,
you know.
Roger, you're on fire right now.
That's it.
I mean, it is like literally anything could happen to him. We're going to drop you out of the plane. Okay.
Yeah. He has the skill, too, that he sits in the break room where, you know, we have water cooler and coffee and all that stuff. And he'll start a conversation and you'll say, all right, Roger. You'll walk off and he's still doing it.
I literally always walk away.
You come back
in
and he's in the middle of it still.
Yeah, probably is. 90% of the time.
I mean, that is... I really wasn't ready, guys.
I'm sorry.
It just popped in my head. Because what we've done is just generally just common knowledge trivia. He's from Buffalo, who's the Bills quarterback.
Right.
Because he'll sometimes start with the small talk, like, how about them Bills?
Right.
But you know he doesn't know anything about it.
How about them Bills? I don't know. Wow.
Anyway, Drabby, can you come in here? It's too hot in here.
Yes.
Can you come in here?
I think he turned it down.
No. It's like a flashing snowflake. I'm not sure if it's, I'm not sure if it's not in.
I think it's actually sleet. It's on sleet.
Just lock the freaking thing in at 70 degrees. Whatever it takes. That's all.
What you do is you just turn the cool on to a little bit, and then it'll go off early. You can't set it down too low because then it'll keep going. But if you set the cool...
If you set the cool at 70, it's still going to go to 61.
That's the issue. It doesn't regulate. Yeah, it doesn't. It's kind of erratic.
Yeah, it's erratic.
It's a little erratic.
It's a little erratic. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You're going to do Roger tonight at DC Improv?
There's a chance I might.
If you want to do a micro impression that nobody gets,
there's an element
Roger.
Of...
Yeah. So how many?
You're being dismembered at the moment. Yeah, I want to be part of something. A documentary on Netflix.
I'm just happy he pulled Bush.
Well, yeah, that was. I mean,
it was
he
like
did get the Trump, and it was under his breath, like he was worried he might not.
Worried he might not get it, but he did. He did. He got it. He wasn't a bit gay.
You actually thought he would get like Bobby De Niro or some of those?
He
should be able to get Robert De Niro. I was trying to think of like. Somebody that's been famous for decades.
Everybody knows Morgan Freeman. That's one of the easiest ones. But it's funny when he's like pretends to know it, when he pretended to know it just to get out of it.
Everything is a pretend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he didn't want to offend Frank.
Yeah, that could be true too. But I think in Roger life, was so well mannered. In life, communication is just, he just wants to be agreeable.
It's is kinda, he married or anything?
Yeah. He is married.
Oh, then he's just like you. Yeah. That, you want to see how you look like to everybody else? Yeah,
that's it. That's me in the mirror. That's a terrifying
the
thought.
The great acquiescer. Never had a fight. Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. How many shows are you doing, Frank? You're doing two a night?
Yeah.
Two a night?
Yeah.
I think it's one a night.
Yeah. It's only one a night?
Yeah, one per.
One.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, one.
Yeah, one a night, just tonight and tomorrow. That's
tonight,
it.
Tomorrow, what, 7? Is that the prime time? What's the prime time?
I don't know. I usually do a 7 because people who are downtown or in that area can just get there right away. Don't have to wait too long. And it gives, I think traffic isn't flowing too badly into D.C. at that point.
So, right.
And sometimes they think they can add a second show. I'm like, almost never are there second shows. My audience is like me. They're going to bed fairly early. So.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Well, Frank, we appreciate you spending extra time with us today.
You're the man,
Frank. Can go to dcimprov.com for your tickets. He'll be at the DC Improv tonight and Wednesday. It's
guys,
great.
Go get a shower.
Frank Caliendo, thank you again for coming in. Go see him tonight at the DC Improv. We'll be right back.